How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Going back to what Drew Holiday was prior to Chris Middleton being out and not being in the starting lineup. I mean, this is the same thing. We're back to in the shadows, Drew Holiday, and it's all about Middleton and Giannis, and we're back to the same scenario we were in again the last couple of years. It's not the same aggressive, go get him, Drew Holiday, at least not from what I'm watching. You could tell me if you think I'm wrong, but for me, it looks like we're going right back to where we were before with these three guys.
I mean, he's going to take a little bit of a step back. Like you're not going to be the same player when you add in another 20 point per game scorer on the team. I'm not worried about Drew. I'm not worried about any of the big three. I'm not even going to entertain that stuff, only because it's like, I trust those guys. Like we've seen them work together before and work well together, and they know where they stand with each other. There's no, I want to be the guy and I'm not worried about it. And I'm not expecting him to be fantastic offensively. Drew, that is. I'm not expecting him to be fantastic offensively in the playoffs, because you expect him to ramp up the defense and just focus more on the defensive end than the offensive end a little bit, and let Giannis and Chris and the shooters kind of take over the offense. So
he's good enough that should not be the case. He should not be put in a corner and told, go play defense. We're not concerned about your offense. Get him his damn points. That's what makes this team dangerous. And when you've got three guys night in and night out, they're going to put up 20, 25 points every night. That's what makes a big three a big three. And he could be that. He could go still get his 20 a night if he got more aggressive within this offense, instead of, again, kind of passing it off to the other two and letting them go play their style of basketball. I'm not saying those two, like, I'm not saying Middleton should only shoot 8 shots a game or Giannis should only shoot 12 shots a game. I'm not saying that. But in place of Pat Connaughton taking his shots and some of these other guys taking their shots, Holiday should be going and hunting for his shot as well in these games, like he is when Middleton is out or Giannis is out.
He's still, even when I say he's going to let, like, they're going to take over the offense more, Drew's going to score around 20-ish a game, but it's going to be an inefficient 20. It's going to be a little bit of an ugly 20. It's not going to be the same. He's not going to shoot it as well. His three-point percentage is probably going to drop from 38, 39 to low 30s, as it always does in the playoffs. He's going to struggle to finish a little bit more because, again, I just think it's because of him putting in more effort on the defensive end. It's just going to hurt your offense. Like that's what's going to likely happen. And if it doesn't, okay, we're probably winning the title, because if you get a fantastic Drew,
exactly,
a good Chris and Giannis, you're winning the title. Like that's something that almost just says to me, like if they get all three of them playing well, it's over. But even with, we kind of expect it to be a little bit more of, okay, Drew's going to focus on defense. His offense won't be as reliable. I'm not necessarily saying he should be deferring or like not get the ball as much, stand in the corner. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I am not expecting him to be as efficient and as good offensively, but he'll still be involved. He'll still have the ball quite a bit.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.